Welcome to Corporate Prayer with Stacy Lunsford. Tonight's topic is true repentance. And our foundational scripture is found in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. And the 14th verse is where I will start reading. And before I start reading, I want to just welcome God into this place. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. We praise you because of who you are. We appreciate you, we love you, and we adore you. We commit this hour of prayer into your hands. And Father, the topic that is on my heart tonight is true repentance. And as long as the coffin is open, we still have room to die to self. We still have room to repent. We still have room to turn away from our wicked ways. We still have time to stop leaning to our own understanding. And we still have time to stop doing the things that we want to do. And so we welcome you, Holy Spirit, into this time of intercession. And we ask that you will lead, that you will guide, that you will teach, that you will counsel, that you will comfort us, that you will lead us back to the Father, back to Jesus, back to the Word of God. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, asking that you would cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, asking that you would wash us thoroughly with the blood of Jesus. We come asking that you would forgive us for all of our sins, every sin that we ever committed against you. We repent. And we thank you for this time of intercession. And we welcome you to have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. So our foundational scripture is found in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at verse 14. And it's a very common scripture that people love to quote. But it's a very important scripture. And it's talking about prayer. It's talking about seeking God. And it's talking about God's people. So if you have your Bibles, I want you to go along with me in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Verse 15, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom according as I have covenanted with David, the father, thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up at the roots out of my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passeth by it, so that he shall say, why have the Lord done this unto this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and lay hold of other gods and worshiped them and served them. Therefore have he brought all this evil upon them. And I just finished reading 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, verse 14, all the way down to verse 22. And I'm going to read verse 14, the summary for verse 14 that's in the Life Application Bible. And it says, in chapter 6, Solomon asks God to make provisions for the people when they sinned. And God answered with four conditions of forgiveness. And I'm sharing these four conditions of forgiveness because tonight, this morning, is corporate prayer and true repentance. And the reason I use the picture of a coffin that is open is because as we humble ourselves before God, God will forgive us, God will hear us, and God will heal our land. You see, we still have time to get it right. But if we die in our sins before that coffin is closed, guess what? It'll be too late to apologize. It'll be too late to ask God to forgive us. It'll be too late to ask God to have mercy. So while this coffin is open, I want to give you a visual, something to look at, something to provoke you, something to incite you, something to encourage you to perform self-examination and ask the question, if I die right now, if I die when I lay down and go to sleep this morning, what's going to happen to me when I die? Am I in a good relationship with God? What do I need to do to get right with God? Well, that's what this message is about tonight, and that's what this open coffin is about. The things that we need to get right with God. The things that we need to get right with one another. The things that we need to get right within ourselves. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is a powerful verse. And it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Well, the first thing that we need to do is humble ourselves and acknowledge that we have sinned against God. And it's not real deep. The Word of God tells us that if we confess our sins, that God, He is faithful and He is just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And it's important that we understand God. It's important that we understand His love for us. It's important that we understand that God wants to restore us back to Him. But God is not going to force us. God is not going to make us repent. I'm quite sure there are several events that have happened in your life and you felt bad and you said, you know, I really miss God and I know I'm caught up in this situation, but I'm not quite ready to stop doing what I'm doing. And I know if I if I respond to God the way I want to respond to him, I got to stop doing some of these things. I have to stop doing some of these things that I'm doing. And sometimes the things that pulled us away from God, the sinful things, the ugly things, the things that we do that nobody knows but God, the things that cause you to doubt, the things that cause you to operate in unbelief, and the things that, and I'm not going to say things, but the lies that the enemy began to speak to you when you are in a broken relationship with God. The enemy speaks nothing but lies. And the enemy will tell us that God will never forgive us. God will never heal you. He'll never restore you. He won't ever use you again. These are lies. You in bondage, to keep us in bondage. But God wants us to know that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. God wants us to know that his ears are open this morning. And God wants us to know that he wants to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And all we have to do is confess our sins, because God is faithful and he is just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So the first thing we need to do is acknowledge that we have sinned against God and against God alone, and then we need to humble ourselves. Then the second thing we need to do, we need to pray. And as we pray, we need to seek God's face in prayer, and we need to ask God to forgive us. And we need to seek God continually after he forgives us. And whatever it is that God delivers us from, we need to replace that thing with something positive. And we need to replace that those negative behaviors with positive words, the word of God. When we seek God continually, when we read his word, when we apply his word to our lives, there's a verse that says, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against thee." So you see, God's word is there to help us, to mature us, and to help us not to sin against God. So as we humble ourselves before God this morning, we want to thank God for the opportunity to seek his face. In Matthew, the 6th chapter and verse 33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Well, after we have humbled ourselves, after we have asked for forgiveness, after we seek God's face, after we receive God's forgiveness, the next thing that we need to do is turn away from the sinful behavior. You see, true repentance isn't just coming to God and saying, "Oh God, I'm sorry. Please forgive me for sinning against you." True repentance means that your mind is going to change, your heart is going to change, and your heart and your mind are going to be equally aligned so that your heart and your mind can be in agreement. Because if your heart and your mind is not in agreement, you're going to continue in that same pattern of sin. And you're going to keep coming back to God, and you're going to keep coming back to God, and you're going to keep coming back to God. And listen, that's not a bad thing. The key is to keep coming to God, to keep coming to God, to keep coming to God. Some people struggle with sin, and it's hard for them to overcome it in their own strength. And some people struggle with besetting sins. Some people struggle with addictions. And there are certain behavioral levels that take control of our mind, of our thought process. There are certain behavioral levels that will place us in bondage, where chains and fetters will imprison us, and our wills will be reduced to nothing. We no longer hear God's voice like we used to. We no longer pray to God like we used to. We no longer read God's word like we used to. And we respond to our feelings, and we respond to our emotions, and we speak negative words out of our mouths. And depression sets in, and the spirit of heaviness takes over. And before you know it, you're discouraged. You're standing at the door of hopelessness, and you feel like you disappointed God so bad that He'll never forgive you. And if this sounds familiar, if you're feeling this way, I want to remind you that God said in His word that He will never leave you nor forsake you. 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land." So after we humble ourselves, after we ask God for forgiveness, after we seek God's face, after we turn from our sinful behavior, when our mind changes, when our words change, our behavior will change. And it's important to understand that we are many members, but we are one body. And whether we sin against God individually or whether we sin against God corporately, many members, but one body. Guess what? 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse still works. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 still works. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. You see, God is earnestly waiting. God is earnestly watching. God is earnestly desiring us to make a choice, to make a decision, to return to Him in true repentance. So that's what this prayer is about. And I just wanted to break down 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. And I've been sharing it an awful lot in prayer. And I've been sharing it in our messages because it's important that we seek God. And it's important that we hear from God. And it's important that we return to God. Excuse me. And I want to go back to the purpose of the coffin being open and true repentance. As long as the coffin is open, we still have room to die. We still have room to die to ourselves. You see, there are some things that we go through on a daily basis. And sometimes we do what we want to do, and there's consequences for the decisions that we make. And God is telling us in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse, he's telling us if we truly are his people, if we are called by his name, all we have to do is humble ourselves and repent. And it's that simple. But sometimes people struggle with forgiving themselves, and they struggle with receiving God's forgiveness. And if that's you tonight, God wants you to know that he wants to help you overcome all of the areas where you feel as though he will never forgive you. You see, God is not a man that he should lie. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. I will heal their land. And I don't know about you, but I need my land to be healed. I want to be forgiven. I want to be restored. I want to return to God. And the sole purpose of returning to God is I want to be right with God. When that coffin closes, I want to know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm going to see Jesus. And I'm going to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So I want you to pause for a moment before we enter into prayer. And if there's anything that is on your heart, if there's anything that you have been struggling with, if there are any areas where you have unforgiveness in your heart towards another person, if there's any areas where you're harboring any resentment, any bitterness, just take a moment and let it go. Even those painful areas where it's been hard for you to move forward. Tonight is a night of repentance, and God chose this very moment. God chose this very second to release his miracle healing power. You see, God is in the restoration business. And the word of God tells us in Isaiah 58 and verse 12 that the waste places shall be restored. And sometimes we make decisions and we make choices, and especially in our youth, we make mistakes. Even as adults, we make mistakes. And it appears as if we have wasted time, that we have wasted years. And the devil will tell us it's too late. You can't do that. And the devil is a liar, because the word of God tells us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So if you've been thinking like you wasted so much time, especially people that have been in addictions, people that have been in toxic relationships, people that are struggling with alcohol, people that are struggling with drugs, people that are caught up with gambling and eating disorders. They've been struggling with these things for a long time. And while they was actively participating in these things, you know, they didn't do some of the things they wanted to do. And they felt like wasted time. But time belongs to God, and Jesus redeemed us when he died on the cross, and God can redeem our time. It's important to understand that nothing has been lost. Nothing has been wasted. And I specifically speak to those that have been entrapped in a vicious cycle of addictions. And you have lost family members. You have lost friends. You lost jobs. You lost respect for yourself. You lost your identity. You became somebody that you did not know. And you thought that God gave up on you. But listen carefully. God loves you. God loved you before your addiction. God loved you after your addiction. And God loves you right now, wherever you are. God is not concerned about the addictions. God is not concerned about the things that you did. God is concerned about the condition of your heart. God is concerned about the root issues. God is concerned about the things that happened to you that caused you or seduced you or influenced you to enter into this addiction. And dig this. People don't wake up one day and say, hey, I want to enter into this addiction. I want to take this drink and I just want to drink all day long. I want to drink my life away. People don't pick up a pipe and start smoking crack and say, you know what? I want to be a drug addict. I want to be so controlled and manipulated by this drug. I want to just be so out of my mind that I don't know if I'm coming and going. And I want to be so high that I just want to go and steal from people and I want to rob and I just want to live this negative lifestyle. The devil is a liar. Nobody sets out to do these things. But yet we operate in the spirit of ignorance and we put our mouths on people and we tear people down and we destroy their spirit and they enter into a vicious cycle of depression, hopelessness, and fear, low self-esteem, rejection, oppression. They're so beat down and wounded on the inside. And they're afraid to go to God and ask for help because of the shame, because of the humiliation, because of the embarrassment. And if this is touching home, if this is blessing you, then I'm going to ask you to share so that this message can touch someone else tonight. Tonight is about corporate repentance, and we're going to repent about a lot of things. But God took me in a different direction because there are many people that really feel like they wasted their life. And you have not wasted your life. There are some events that have happened in your life and you didn't understand some of the choices that you made. And because the enemy really saw who you are and the enemy didn't want to see you come into the fullness of what God has called you to be, he set this trap up for you. And dig this, he set the same trap up for me. Now, it's not the trap that he used to entrap you, but nonetheless, we have all been set up. And the bottom line is our setback was a setup for our comeback. I don't care how you fell short of the glory of God. And I don't care how I fell short of the glory of God. I don't care how many mistakes I made. If I pay attention to every mistake that I made, and if I judge myself based on the mistakes that I made, my God, I wouldn't be here right now doing what I'm doing. I wouldn't be writing inspirational messages of hope to encourage people. You know, the Apostle Paul, he endured great persecution. But before he endured persecution, he was persecuting Christians. And he really thought that he was helping God, but he wasn't. And then once he was converted and he gave his life to God, the Apostle Paul really went through some things. And he never gave up. He didn't feel like he was wasting his time. And I'm saying that because sometimes we got to make things personal. When I'm ministering, I always say, even in my writings, I say my private pain for public profit. And like the Apostle Paul, I have endured many, many sufferings. I have learned to embrace the sufferings of Christ. And it's a painful thing. And sometimes it's a painful walk. You experience isolation. You experience rejection. And sometimes you wonder, you question, God, am I really hearing from you? God, am I doing the right thing? I feel like I wasted so much time. And when I felt that way, God let me know, Stacy, you haven't wasted any time. Because everything that you have gone through, I'm going to use it for my glory. Everything that you have gone through, every area of your life where you fell short of the glory of God, I am going to restore you. Because I said in Isaiah 58 and verse 12 that the waste places shall be restored. And so I share that promise with you, and I make that declaration over your life that the waste places shall be restored. Now, the first prayer point that I would like to focus on is forgiving yourself, forgiving ourselves for the decisions and the choices that we have made that have hurt ourselves and that has hurt other people. And I want us to forgive ourselves. Forgive yourself once and for all. Whatever that mistake is, whatever hurt you and whatever you did that you know it just hurt somebody else deeply. We're going to deal with that. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you this morning and we thank you and we praise you for the opportunity to humble ourselves before you. Father, as we pray this first prayer point of forgiveness, first, we ask that you would forgive us for all of our sins. Forgive us for every bad decision we made. Forgive us for leaning to our own understanding. Forgive us for not trusting you. Forgive us for not including you. Father, we ask that you cleanse us of all unrighteousness and we receive your miracle healing power. We thank you for healing us in that area of our heart, our mind, our emotions, our soul, and our intellect, where we've been struggling with receiving forgiveness. So we ask that you forgive us. We ask that you would heal us. And we thank you for healing our land. Now, Father, as we ask forgiveness of our sins, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will teach us how to receive your forgiveness. And God, this is very crucial. Now, for some people, I'm asking you to do this. And to do it expeditiously. God, I'm asking you to do it supernaturally. So I thank you for the manifestation of your word. Father, and I'm asking you to do this quickly, like quickly, God. You said if I ask anything in your name that you would do it. And God, the hearts of your people have been stirred. There is a spirit of faith that has been activated. And the people's hearts are conducive. They are ready to receive your miracle healing power. And God, I thank you that they will receive your forgiveness. And along with that forgiveness, they're going to receive healing deep down on the inside of their soul. And God, they are saved. We are saved, but our souls need to be healed. Our souls need to be delivered. Our soul is the seat of our emotions, our feelings. And many of us been hanging out in the soulless realm for too long, God, making decisions and choices based on our feelings and our emotions, based on what we see, based on what we feel. But God, we can't go by our feelings. We can't go by what we see. We can't go by how we feel. We must respond to the word of God, and we must learn how to put our trust in you. You said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Trust trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. In all our ways, God, you want us to acknowledge you so that you can direct our paths. So tonight, our second prayer point, we want to bind the spirit of distractions. We want to bind every hindrance, everything that's been stopping us, everything that's been blocking us from receiving our healing and true forgiveness. And Father, we stand on your word. In Matthew 18 and 18, that says that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. But I'm going to read the scripture in its entirety because, God, I don't want to just say things. I want people to know that while we're praying, that we're prophetically decreeing your word, that the power of your word is being released and that the power is not in my words, but the power is in your word. And your word tells us in Matthew 18, 18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So Father, we bind the spirit of distractions. We bind the spirit of every hindrance. We bind the spirit of procrastination. We bind the spirit of manipulation. We bind the spirit of intimidation in every areas where your people have been intimidated by demonic entities, by demonic influences, by evil influences and evil associations, by seductions, God. Every area where your people have been hoodwinked, every area where your people have been set up by the enemy through the spirit of entrapment. Rakashata. My God, I thank you that we have the power and the authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. You said in your word that nothing shall by any means harm us. And right here, I want to go to Genesis, Father God. Genesis, the 50th chapter. And I thank you for your word because what the enemy meant for bad, you working it out for our good. So, Father, every trap that was set for us, they that dug the ditch, they shall fall into it. And I know it's a little bit confusing because some people actually fell into the ditch. Some of us really got entrapped, God. Some of us got caught up in situations that we never thought that we was going to be in, and we didn't even understand why. And Father, I'm asking that you would release revelation knowledge to your people. I'm asking that you would release revelation knowledge because some people fell short of the glory of God. And when they fell short, God, they walked away from you and it puzzled them. It confused them because they knew that they loved you, but they didn't understand why it was so hard to reconnect and get back to you. And that's because it was the plan of the enemy, but it was a spirit of witchcraft and divination that was in operation. And because the spirit of pride had blinded them, they wasn't able to see. And as you are revealing those things now, I thank you that scales are falling from blinded eyes. And I bind every demonic deposit. I bind the spirit of darkness. I bind all of the scales, the demonic scales that was placed on eyes so that your people could not see. Father God, I bind and I break off every dark veil that was placed over the minds, over the heads of your people, God. I bind and I cast out the spirit of divination. In the name of Jesus. And God, I bind the spirit of heaviness. I bind the spirit of depression. I bind the spirit of oppression. And I thank you for breaking in pieces the oppressor according to your word in Psalm 72 and verse 4. Father God, I have nothing but your word. And I am so confident that the power of your word has been released. I am so confident that the angels are hearkening unto your word as we pray this prayer this morning. Father, I am so confident that you are tearing down strongholds. I am so confident that as we fight with the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. God, I know that strongholds are being broken. Father, I know that mindsets are being changed. Father, I know that hearts are changing because you are breaking up the fallow ground. Father, you have gone before us this morning and you have made the crooked places straight. And you chose this day, God. You chose Monday, January the 27th, for this to be a day of restitution, for this to be a day of restoration, for this to be a day that you would restore the waste places. So I decree in the name of Jesus that everything that was stolen, everything that was broken, every dream, every vision, God, I thank you that it shall live and it shall not die. Father, I bind the spirit of death, because within the addictions, within the cycles, within the negative behavior, within the entrapment, God, within the seduction, no matter what it was, God, even for the men that were seduced by a woman and entered into a bad relationship, and for the women that entered into a bad relationship, an abusive relationship, Father God, we thank you that it was a setup by the enemy to destroy. And the spirit of robbery came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Father, we bind the spirit of robbery. We bind the spirit of destruction. And we bind the spirit of self-destruction. Father, there's a song back in the day, and it talks about we're heading for self-destruction, heading for self-destruction. And that's what the enemy wants to do. The enemy wants to keep your people in this vicious cycle of self-destruction. But I bind the spirit of self-destruction. I bind the spirit of alcohol. I bind the spirit of drugs. I bind the spirit of toxic thoughts, God. I bind the spirit of cigarettes. I bind the spirit of sickness and disease. I bind the spirit of doubt and unbelief. I bind the spirit of bondage. All of the areas where your people have been a slave, God, to the problems, a slave to the situations, a slave to the lies that the enemy has been speaking to them. No, that's not their portion. God, I thank you for divine reversals. We repent in the name of Jesus for being duped by the enemy. We repent, God, for making decisions in error, making decisions based on our hurt and our pain, making decisions that wasn't based on the truth. And now, God, as we repent, now, God, as you have our hearts. Now, God, the atmosphere is conducive for you to do what you want to do. Pour out your spirit upon your people. Release a fresh anointing, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I cry out to you like David in Psalms 51 and verse 10. Creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renewing us a right spirit. Forgive us for operating in a wrong spirit. Father David, he knew that he committed adultery, but he didn't care. He just went about doing what he wanted to do. He killed Uriah. But when you sent the prophet Nathan, he cried out. He knew that the coffin was still open. And David said, I still have room to die. David knew that he loved God. And Father, many of those that are listening to this prayer, they love you. And they made mistakes. I made mistakes. I love you. And I made mistakes. We have made mistakes. And it took a Nathan, a prophet Nathan, and it took a regular person. It took a movie. It took a song. I don't care what it was that you use, but it captured our hearts. And it compelled us to come to you and to cry out to you in the spirit of humility and ask for forgiveness. And at the end of the day, God, that's what it's all about. Father, I bind the spirit of trauma. I bind the spirit of violations and everything that has happened to people that have wounded and killed their spirits. Everything that has attached itself to them through the trauma, through the crisis, through the hurt, through the pain, through the addiction, through the lies, through the disappointment, through God entertaining witches and warlocks unaware, being connected to the wrong people, people pretending to be for them when they really was against them, people that betrayed them, people that threw them under the bus. God, betrayal is the worst feeling in the world. But because you said in your word that nothing will be wasted, use the betrayals for your glory. Use the hurt for your glory. Use the trial. Use the crisis. Use, Father God, everything that caused your people to move away from you. And release revelation knowledge and let them know why you allowed it to happen and how you're going to allow that experience to move them closer to you so that they can receive a deeper healing, a deeper cleansing, and that they will become vessels of honor that you are going to use for your glory. Because God, nothing shall be wasted. And I thank you for all of the binding that just took place. And you said, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So all of those things are bound, God. And I just want to be real and honest with the people. We live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And the word of God says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, some of you, you feel God's presence right now. You feel the Holy Spirit tugging on you. You feel a lightness. That's the Holy Spirit. God is working. God is restoring you. God is healing you. And we just broke off a lot of things. And I thank you, Holy Spirit. I bind and I break and I destroy. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy all soul ties. Emotional soul ties, physical soul ties from people that enter into codependent relationships where other people's issues became your issues and you became bound by everything that was going on in that person's life. I break that soul tie right now in the name of Jesus. And as I release the fire of the Holy Ghost, I thank you, God, for burning the cord to ashes. Disconnect your people from whatever they was connected to in the second heavens that was demonic in nature, that was interrupting the flow of the Holy Ghost in their lives, the flow of the Holy Ghost in their minds, and the ability to hear and to receive your word, to retain your word, to meditate on your word, which brings me to every mind-binding spirit that had your people in bondage in their mind, in their thinking, that affected their speaking, that affected their behavior. Father, we thank you for releasing transformational healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you release transformational healing, Father, we thank you for loosing the gifts of the Spirit. We thank you for loosing your Holy Spirit. We thank you for loosing the spirit of freedom, liberation. We thank you that it is for freedom that we have been set free. And standing on your word, God, we will not be entangled with the yoke of bondage. We will not be entangled with the yoke of slavery. Everything that you brought us out of, God, we make a conscious decision not to go backwards, but to go forwards. So we bind that backwards spirit. We bind that hijacked spirit. Father God, we thank you that when we watch the movies, I have to give visuals so people can understand some of the things that I'm saying. But when we watch the movies and there's a terrorist on the airplane and or a bad guy on the airplane and they want to take over the airplane, they pull out the guns, they get into the pilot, into the pit of the airplane, and they pull out the guns and they take over the airplane. Well, there has been a hijack spirit that has desired to take over the lives of your people. And Father, we bind that hijack spirit. We bind that backward spirit, because the goal was to prevent them from walking in your word and walking in righteousness, walking in holiness. But we cancel the assignment of that backward spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we loose your power. We loose your authority. We loose your plans and your purpose for the lives of your people. Now, you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear. I will forgive their sins. I will hear. I will hear. I will hear. I will heal their land. So, Father, we thank you that there are different levels of healing that is taking place. There are different dimensions of healing that is taking place. And I thank you that you are healing your people mentally. And I thank you that you are healing your people emotionally. And I thank you that you are healing your people physically. And I thank you, Father God, for those that have been bound by the spirit of infirmity. Father, we curse the spirit of infirmity at the root. We release the blood and fire of God to destroy the spirit of infirmity. I command you and all of the fruit on your tree to wither and die. I curse sickness. I curse diseases. I curse the spirit of infirmity. I loose the gifts of healing. I loose the working of miracles. I loose your word, O God. You said in Jeremiah 30:17 that you would restore us unto health and that you would heal all of our wounds. You said in Isaiah 53:5 that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. We thank you that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. We thank you that our minds are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. We thank you that our emotions are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. We thank you that you are renewing our minds by your word in Romans 12:2 that says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. Father, as we renew our minds, we thank you that we will not be conformed to the world. We will not be conformed to the things that you brought us out of. We thank you that you brought us out of the darkness into your marvelous light. And we thank you, oh God, that our lights are going to shine. We thank you, oh God, that we are going to arise and shine, for thy light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. Father, we glorify your holy name this morning. We loose your love, God. We loose your power. We loose a sound mind. We loose the fruit of the spirit. We loose long suffering. We loose patience. We loose gentleness. We loose self-control. Father, we loose, Father God, your love. Your love covers a multitude of sins. Father God, we thank you that love is the antidote for everything. We loose, Father God, your word in the atmosphere. We loose the spirit of righteousness. You said in your word in Isaiah 54:14 that we have been established in your righteousness. You said that we are far from oppression. You said that terror shall not come near our dwelling. You said in Psalms 91 that you would protect us. You said in Psalms 91 that you would hide us. You said in Psalms 91 that you would overshadow us. And we give you back your word. We place a demand on your word, God. You said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my strong tower. And Father, we run to you. If you are our fortress, God, we thank you that that means that the enemy cannot penetrate. And you said that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. You said in Psalms 21:11 11 and verse 12, that the enemy would not be able to perform their wicked devices against us. So we celebrate you right now. We magnify you right now. We glorify you right now. We exalt you right now. We give you the highest praise as we say, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, I feel a shift in the atmosphere. Father, I thank you that a shift is taking place. I thank you, Father God, that you're turning things around. And I thank you that as I turn around, God, I thank you, God, that you are surrounding the enemy on the north, on the south, on the east, and the west. And the enemy has to back up off of your people. Everything that the enemy had planned for your people today, every assignment of every witch and every warlock, Rakashata, Father God, everything that was planted in the elements of this earth, everything that was planted in the sun and the moon and the stars and the water, Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy. Every death wish, God, oh, the spirit of assassination, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of death. We bind accidents. We bind, Father God, carjacks, and we bind hijacks on airplanes, God. Father God, any way that your people will be traveling today, we thank you for traveling mercies. We thank you for the blood covering. We thank you that the blood of Jesus is protecting us. The blood of Jesus is covering us. The blood of Jesus is speaking for us, and we release the power of the blood of Jesus. We bind, Father God, every demonic spirit and operation. Father, we cancel every assignment of the enemy to destroy your plans for your people today. Father, you said in your word that we can decree a thing in the book of Job. You said that we can decree a thing and it shall be established. So we thank you for establishing your word. We thank you for establishing your will, your plans, your purpose for our lives, God. Father, we thank you. And we lose spiritual wisdom. We lose spiritual knowledge. We lose spiritual revelation. In the name of Jesus, Father, every root issue spoken and every root issue not spoken, speak to each person and help them to identify their root issues. And all of this came from our first prayer point of forgiveness, where we ask you to forgive us for our sins, God. And so now we want to ask that you forgive us for those that we have hurt. Father, every person that we have hurt, every person that we have disappointed, we ask that you would touch their hearts and their minds. Whatever we did to them, whatever we said to them that caused hurt and pain, and some people, we don't even realize we hurt them. Because in our ignorance, we just didn't know. But it caused them to enter into some kind of cycle that affected, that changed their life and their thought process. So God, we ask that you forgive us for every person we ever hurt, every person we ever wounded, every person we ever lied on, every person we ever betrayed. Father, we ask for forgiveness, and we ask that you would touch their hearts and that they will forgive us. And whether they forgive us or not, whatever had us connected to that, because God, some people felt bad for the things that they did and they knew it was wrong, but shame prevented them from getting right with you. But true repentance doesn't care. True repentance kicks out shame and humiliation. And Father, I bind the spirit of shame and I bind the spirit of humiliation and I loose the spirit of love and respect and I loose the spirit of integrity and I decree that your people shall walk in integrity. Your people shall walk worthy of the vocation that we have been called. Now, Father, we have asked that you forgive us. We ask that you forgive us for those that we have hurt. And now we want to ask forgiveness of those that have hurt us. Father, those that have hurt us, those that have wounded us, and those areas where we have been struggling with unforgiveness because we really don't like what they did to us. And Father, I just want to keep it real. Sometimes we just want to defend ourselves. Like people that we thought really had our backs, like they betrayed us. They took advantage of our kindness. They mistreated us. But God, I can say that in some instances we did the same thing. And that's why we ask you to forgive us for the people that we hurt and the people that we wounded. So now it's only fair that we forgive those that hurt us. And Father, I know that this one is a tough one because some people have been holding malice, bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness in their hearts for a long, long time. And it's created strongholds and it placed them in bondage in many areas of their lives where they have been stuck and unable to move forward. But we break in pieces the spirit of oppression in the name of Jesus. Every area where they have been bound, every area where they refuse to forgive and wanted people to say they're sorry. And some people are waiting for apologies that they're never going to receive, God, because those that wounded them, they are not humble enough to say that they're sorry. They're not humble enough to repent and make things right. But you are the God of comfort. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will comfort your people and that you will release a spirit of peace upon them that will allow them to release those that have wounded them. And Father, help us to understand that it's not about us and the person. It's about our relationship with you because you have forgiven us, and it's only right that we forgive others, and 70 times 7 shall we forgive. So Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for releasing a spirit of forgiveness. We bind and we render the spirit of unforgiveness powerless. Spirit of unforgiveness, I speak to you right now. And I release the blood and fire of God against you. I burn up all of your assignments. Spirit of unforgiveness, you must go. In the name of Jesus, your assignment is over. Your assignment has been canceled by the blood of Jesus. Your assignment has been nullified by the blood of Jesus. Every area where you have God's people bound in their heart, in their mind, in their feelings, in their emotions, your assignment is over. Divine reversals, the spirit of forgiveness has been loosed. I loose a spirit of forgiveness. I decree in the name of Jesus that the spirit of forgiveness is in operation. Father, the people are receiving the spirit of forgiveness. Your people are forgiven. Your people are forgiven. Others that have hurt them, others that have wounded them. Your people are being set free because they chose to forgive and to release those that had them captive, those that had them in bondage. Father, I thank you that the chains are breaking right now in the mighty name of Jesus because they chose to embrace the spirit of forgiveness. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that joy is being released. Joy is being released because your people have embraced the spirit of forgiveness, because your people made a choice to come into agreement with your word. Father, because your people have made a decision to forgive those that have hurt them, because your children made a decision to repent while the coffin was still open by asking for forgiveness of their sins, God. So we thank you that the spirit of pride has been broken off of the lives of your people, and the spirit of pride has prevented your people from receiving full forgiveness. And now that it is done, God, because the spirit of pride is also broken off of the lives of your people, and we loose the spirit of humility in the name of Jesus. We loose the spirit of meekness. And Father, we just give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise. And Father, I go back to 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and verse 14, because you said, "Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer." that has been made in this place. Father, I thank you for what you have done, and I thank you for opening the eyes of your people. I thank you for a spiritual awakening. I thank you for this year 2020, and symbolically, I thank you for 2020 vision in the spirit. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that now that the hearts and minds and eyes of your people have been opened, I thank you that they will see clearer. I thank you that they will hear clearer. I thank you that your people will hear your voice and they will not harden their hearts. I thank you that you are releasing a spirit of obedience, and I bind the spirit of disobedience. I bind the spirit of rebellion. Father God, I loose a spirit of obedience. I thank you that we will be quick to obey you. I thank you that we will be quick to respond to your word. I thank you that we will be quick to praise you, to worship you, to honor you, to love you, to adore you, to show gratitude and appreciation for all the wonderful things that you have done tonight, Lord, this morning. We thank you for all of the wonderful things that you have done in our lives. We thank you for all of the wonderful things that you are about to do. Father, you said in your word that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You said they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And Father God, many of your people have been crying. Many of your people have been weeping. Many of your people have been broken. And so we just want to say thank you, God, for restoring your people. Now, Father God, now that we have asked for forgiveness individually and collectively, now we want to enter into corporate prayer for the body of Christ. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we boldly approach your throne this morning, knowing that you have cleansed us of all unrighteousness, knowing that we have been washed by the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, knowing that we are coming before you with a pure heart, knowing that nothing will hinder this prayer, as we have repented from the bottom of our heart. So, Father, we ask that you would be pleased to hear our cries, that you would be pleased to honor our request, that you would be pleased to grant us our petitions this morning. We decree 2 Chronicles 7:14 over the body of Christ. And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we boldly approach your throne this morning, knowing that you will hear us, knowing that you will answer us as we humbly cry according to your word. And we know that you will perfect our lives, because your word says that you are perfecting those things concerning us. And oh God, we come standing in intercessory prayer, God, for all the members of the body of Christ. We come standing in corporate repentance, corporate confession, corporate humility, a broken and a contrite heart, oh God. We come crying unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh God, we come crying out to you, Father, asking that you would have mercy, have mercy, have mercy on the body of Christ, oh God. Father, we ask that you would forgive us corporately today. Oh God, we ask that you would forgive the body of Christ for all of her sins, God. We come asking in the name of Jesus that you would forgive us for the sins of omission, and that you would forgive us for the sins of commission, God. We come asking in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would reveal those hidden sins, those unconfessed sins, those sinful desires, those rebellious ways, and the disengagements of faith tendencies, oh God. Our wayward ways, our lack of trust in your word, our lack of love for you, and our lack of love for one another, and our lack of obedience and dedication and consecration to you, God. Forgive us for not living a consecrated lifestyle. Forgive us for not sanctifying ourselves. Oh God, forgive us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, all of those things that have been hindering the body of Christ, every distraction, God, everything that's been preventing us from focusing on you and effectively doing the work that you have called us to do together as a body, as a unit, we ask that you would forgive us, oh God. Help us to touch not the accursed thing. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that if we have touched the accursed thing, that we will be quick to humble ourselves and repent And Father God, some of the members of the body of Christ, they have touched the curse thing and they brought sin into the camp. They brought curses into the camp. And that is why, oh God, we are standing in intercessory prayer this morning. And my Father, my Father, my Father, we stand in true repentance. Oh God, forgive the body of Christ for touching the accursed thing, oh God, even when they didn't know, even when we didn't know, oh God, that we touched the accursed thing. And not knowing that we cursed ourselves, God. Father, we thank you that in the book of Joshua, when Achan touched the accursed thing, that he brought sin into the camp. And when they went to fight, God, they lost the battle and they were defeated. And Joshua began to cry out to you. And God, you began to talk to Joshua and you said, stop crying unto me because somebody touched the accursed thing. Somebody disobeyed my instructions. And I thank you right now, oh God, that you will remove scales from blinded eyes and that the body of Christ, oh God, that we will recognize that in touching the accursed thing that we sinned against you and you alone. And God, there are some situations, there are some circumstances where we have been living a defeated life because we have touched the accursed thing. And we repent right now, God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, oh God, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Father, 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 we stand in intercessory prayer for the body of Christ. We loose a spirit of repentance this morning. Father, we ask that you would forgive us. We ask, oh God, that you would remove scales from blinded eyes. Father, we ask, oh God, that you would open our eyes today. Please show us our errors today, for we truly know not what we are doing. But God, there are many that know what they are doing, and the spirit of pride has blinded them. The spirit of pride has lured them away where they've been worshiping false gods and false idols, God. And Father, they've been stealing your glory, and you are a jealous God. And Father, you said you will not still share your glory with no one. So we repent in the name of Jesus for stealing your glory, God. We repent for disobeying you. We repent for being rebellious. We repent for operating in witchcraft. We repent for neglecting you. We repent for not reading your word. We repent for not praying, God. We repent for not praying. We repent for not praying. Father, the spirit of prayerlessness has been operating in the body of Christ. And we bind the spirit of prayerlessness and we loose a spirit of prayer. Oh God, we loose, Father God, a new passion to pray like never before in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for a spirit of prayer that is being released this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for showing us our errors, and we bind the spirit of error and we loose the spirit of truth. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for hearing our humble cries. Father, we thank you for building us up where we are weak. And Father God, we thank you for teaching us how to come to you and to cast our cares upon you. Father, we ask, oh God, that you will hear our humble cry. And we thank you in advance for removing every obstacle. Father, we thank you today for hearing us. We thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for restoring us. Father God, everything that we have stolen from you and not paying our tithes and our offerings, everything that we have stolen and not given back to you, the things that you have given to us, the gifts, the talents, the skills, the ability, to worship you, the ability to enter into your presence as your own, the ability to go beyond the veil. Father God, the ability to leave the outer court and enter into the holy place. God, forgive us for neglecting you. You said in your word that we are your witnesses and your servants, and you said that you want us to know you, and you said that you want us to understand you. And Father, it is in the secret place that we get to know you. It is in the secret place beyond the veil that we grow in intimacy with you, that our relationship grows and you begin to minister to us and you begin to speak to us. And God, it was so important that we repented tonight so that we can hear you clearly. Father, we want to be right with you. So as we come to the close of this prayer, Father, your word says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins. Well, Father, we have cried out to you. We have sought your face this morning in repentance. We have asked for forgiveness. We have received your forgiveness. We have received your healing and your miracle working power that is working. And so now we say thank you and we offer up thanksgiving to you. We show appreciation. We love you and we adore you. We honor you. And we seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit of retaliation and backlash. And Father, everyone that has been set free today, I thank you for maintenance care. Even those that will listen to this message later, God, I release a fresh anointing upon them. I release a fresh anointing upon this prayer. Father, I ask that you would release an unusual and a dynamic anointing. I pray that you would use this message to expose areas in the lives of those that will come with a broken heart, a contrite heart, oh God, and a broken spirit. Father, minister to your people. Meet them where they are. Many, their backs are against the wall, and they waiting on you to make a way, God. And you're waiting on them to repent and just ask for forgiveness and invite you into their situations. Father, thank you for hearing our cry this morning. Thank you for pitying our groans. Thank you for extending mercy unto us. Thank you for washing us with the blood of the Lamb that was slain for the remission of our sins. Thank you for healing our land. And thank you for your healing touch. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Stacy Lunsford. And we bring you greetings from Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry. You are listening to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. And we want you to know that we love you and we appreciate you. And Michael Pill, I love you. I thank God for you. Thank you for staying with me for this prayer. And I speak life to you. And I decree that you shall live and you shall not die. The vision, the dream, everything that God has placed inside of you. You are a mighty man of valor. There is greatness inside of you. And I speak to the king inside of you. And I say, arise. Get up from where you are. Step into your purpose. This is 2020. And I say, Happy New Year to you. But welcome to the turning point of your breakthrough. I thank God for going before you and making every crooked place straight. I bless you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I bless and cover your children and your grandchildren with the blood of Jesus. I break every bloodline and generational curse off of your life. And as you step out of the line, supernaturally, every chain, every fetter will be broken off of your family, off of your children. God loves you very much, Michael Peel. And again, there is greatness inside of you. Tap into that greatness. Remember that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God said everything that he made was good. So you are good. And you need to remind yourself that you are a good thing. Great things are in store for you. Read your word every day. Praise and worship him. And continue to be you. So God bless you. God bless everyone listening. And have a wonderful day. God bless.